Hello, this is Jaron Michael again from Cyrus Gaming, and I really appreciate you talking to me, Griffith Solomon. And thank you so much. I really have to be honest with you. When I came in here, I honestly didn't think you guys could pull it off. Well, you know, but if I could describe Cebu Cosplay Awards night in one word, it would be rather enchanting, because I honestly felt the Final Fantasy vibe when I came in here, Final Fantasy 15 specifically, or Versus 13. I was actually expecting the Imperials to attack, or the Verils. I got that notion on the back of my head. But on your case, do you think it was a success? Would you have liked it more, you know, to be something more?
Honestly, I was also expecting this to fail, because we were not expecting a very big crowd right now. And I was very touched when I'm seeing a lot of my friends and also a new cosplayers coming to this event, even though it's very late at night. And also the people who have been supporting throughout the year, I would really like to thank them. But yeah, honestly, I was not expecting this much crowd.
Well, from someone with your passion, I suppose you should have expected better. I mean, you did tell me we're going to shave your head for Kratos, and you did, and you actually pulled it off. I'll tell you that, you pulled it off as well. I got to ask, with this much resources, how much did it cost to pull all this together?
For the sake of this interview, I really have to tell you that we have paid around 60 to 80, I'm not sure, but it's on that range, due to the fact that we have a lot of things to reconsider, like the sound, the food, the venue. So I really cannot tell the exact price, but on that range.
I see. Thank you so much. I will tell, it's been an honor coming in here. I mean, it's a fantastic way to end the year for cosplay.
Yes.
And I have to ask, any future plans for maybe next year, or anywhere else I can expect you coming from in?
We are going to take a rest for a meantime, because of a lot of events that we have done. So we have been working sweat and blood, so we would just like just to take a rest for the meantime, and then come back with a very big surprise.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it. I hope I get to see it the next time around.
Yeah, we will invite Cyrus Gaming again.
So, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. It's actually been very fun here, and I got to taste some pretty exquisite food, including, you know, meet some very good cosplays, including yourself. Thank you so much. And you mentioned that you have a lot of people to thank for, sponsors included.
Yeah.
And I truly hope that we can definitely help you help spread the word and everything else. Is there anything else you want to mention to people listening in on this interview? Because it's going to be posted online.
On behalf of the Cebu Cosplayers Guild and also the admin and the staff of the Cebu Cosplay Awards Night, we would like to thank the Cebu cosplay community for actually supporting this kind of event. I really have to say that it's been dying because of the amount of gap between each Cebu Cosplay Awards Night. It's only happened once every 3 years, so it's kind of very rare. And also, I would like to thank my sponsors and the VIPs who helped us make this event a successful one. Of course, especially with Cyrus Gaming for giving us the opportunity to spread the word that there is indeed this kind of event. Thank you so much.
Of course, it's been a very successful event. This is Jaron Michael, and I have to say, Cebu Cosplay Awards Night was a big success. Have a great night, everyone.
Thank you.